Simon Reish Tesvav Sif Gimel. So we said in the previous Sif that you don't answer Amen when a child makes a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch, well, the ain oinen amen achar tinoik. That which you don't answer Amen to a child's bracha is dafka b'shoa shaloi me the brachas tzeirah. But he's not saying it over a food. He's just training with his teacher how to say the brachas. Shemutu l'lam the tinoik is a brachas kitikunan. You're allowed to say the brachas with them for training purposes, even though it's not over food, because that's how you're going to teach them. But that bracha is not a bracha that you would answer main to, because it's a bracha of batalah. But the case where a child will be making a bracha over a food to fulfill his obligation or his chinuch process of learning how to say brachas on the food, given the bnei chinuch came, but a macharem on main. So you would answer me in that situation. And similarly, when the law is that a child under bar mitzvah can get maftir and haftarah, you would answer me because he's saying the brachas in the proper place. Okay. Zog the mishnah.
Right, you get the aliyah or do you just reach the maftir?
No, you can actually get the aliyah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's. Then. I actually had a chaver who did his son's bar mitzvah. There was a conflict. He said, no problem, we'll do it the week earlier, before the bar mitzvah. So the family came and they celebrated. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. He got maftir and he laid the haftarah from a cloth. Like the whole thing, you know, he wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, works. Not so common, but it works. Okay, shalom made. Yud Gimel. But to learn, and then Shach learn a main la'ame so the kaim is divrei mevorach acharei shdein shem bracha. Can't say it's true because right now he's not saying in the process of in a way which is considered a valid bracha. Okay, since it calls a bracha batalah, so that's not really the right way to say it because it's not. That sounds like there's an isser involved, which is not true. But to learn, shalom at a rabbi imahem a bracha shol bezmanim. The rabbi is teaching them that over a food situation. And they're allowed to say Hashem's name. And the Rebbe can say Hashem's name under the circumstances. That's how he teaches them. We have to teach them. And they're not. If you would not say Hashem's name, they would not know how to say it properly. So. You're allowed to say that situation, okay? Of course, you're conceivable about them. Some is benechem. You teach your children. But this halach applies to a young child. You're saying Hashem's name with a bracha. Abba Gadol. B'shosh alayim in a bracha b'gemara. Armer b'loyas kars Hashem. So you get to a gemara, and the gemara says that over that in this situation you say bracha Hashem l'kenem malach alam. And it says the bracha of Asher Yotzar. So there you may not say Hashem's name. You may not say the real name of Elohim. But you would say you have to say it with the way we say it. There's a shinui. Rakash 11. A pasuk given his karm b'talmud v'shar l'amrim from Hashem pasuk in his karm Hashem. But you quote a pasuk or you learn a pasuk in the Gemara, you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem. Because that's part of a pasuk. There is a chai adam, which seems to hold that actually the heter of saying the Shem Hashem in the ksuvim and the psukim, even if you don't say a full pasuk, it belongs to the full idea. Right. So that's not considered you don't need a full pasuk to be able to share. You need to say a full thought. Is a true statement. There's more, right? He's okay for the kufim, but he's summoned to the neflim. So according to the chayyim, that would be mutter to say that phrase. That is a valid mention of Hashem's name in the context of a pasuk. I want to point out over here that so an interesting issue which comes up like, you know, a person's training a boy for bar mitzvah lessons, right? So in regards to this, the Mishnah sort of left the gap. He said, when you're training a tinnik, how to say brachas, the rabbi, you say the Shem Hashem. A gadol who's saying the brachas while he's learning his Gemara, in the Gemara, he doesn't say the Shem Hashem. He says Hashem, or something of that sort. What about the situation where you're training a child? I mean, he knows how to say the brachas, but we all recognize the fact that if we train him saying, quote, Hashem, there's a very good chance that while he's actually saying the brachas lemaisa, he's going to say it improperly. Mm-hmm. Is it mutter? My understanding that it's not mutter because that's part of his job is to be say it with awareness, and you have to train him to say it with awareness. So right now, he doesn't need, you know, with a young child, if you don't say the actual name, he wouldn't know how to pronounce it or where to place it or what to do with it. You know, he's a young child. You know? That's not what we're being mapped over here. There are some mitzvah teachers who actually do that. Or even if they train the boys how to daven for the omen and they do that, then I don't think that's proper. Okay. Tesavav lifter, but if he's saying a bracha to fulfill an obligation of saying a bracha, kigarnshim b'vorach, a bracha is bizmanim derechinuch, even though it's derechinuch, he's doing it because that's what he's being trained to do, but he's doing it, you know, as he's eating or as he's davening, whatever it might be. So you would answer me, the b'nei chinuchem. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, since the b'nei chinuch, therefore it's a valid bracha. Mashad al bracha shemavarach al achila b'chegav l'kadim shegiyah l'chinuch en lana samin aleim alav. So Mishra brings him a prima gadim that this is only once he reaches the age of chinuch. But he's under that age, even though he knows how to say the bracha. You know, you have a precocious child who will be able to pick up to say the bracha. You and I answer me, it doesn't have a shame of a bracha. That's the Mishavur says something like that. What is the age where we consider a child that he's reached the age of chinuch? So the Shulchan Aruch gives it as the age where a child understands who he's giving a bracha to. So, you know, a 2-year-old could, you know, possibly say all the words properly. You have a very verbal 2-year-old to say the bracha properly, but he doesn't understand any idea that he's praising Hashem and taking that's beyond him. So the assumption is it's about 5, 6, 7 is where you get to the age where a child starts to get the concept that, you know, this concept. So really, you know, one thing for sure we have with these little kids, here parents, you know, al titzadayim, amen. You know, that's like the kid says amen himself. That's part of the parents saying amen. The kid says amen with it. Right? The parents should not be saying amen to start with it. The kid should be picking up to say amen, because the parents should not be saying amen to a 3-year-old. Oh, there's a dime. They bring over here interesting thought from Chaim Kanievsky. But you could.
I didn't get that last part. You said we should not say amen to that. All you do is just that.
Right.
Should?
Correct. No, you should not.
We should just say we should start the word, or should we not?
The problem is it's very confusing to the child because here the child's whatever reason we started teaching him to say a bracha, which was not necessarily the smartest idea to do. But you know, now that that's our reality, so he's saying the bracha, and the parent is not answering amen, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 years later, you know, when you say a bracha, you say, well, you didn't say amen, you know, because, well, you didn't say amen to my bracha 2 years ago, well, you were too little, you know, that's confusing to the child. So they do suggest that, you know, if the purpose over here is not to say amen to a bracha, the purpose is for the chinuch process of teaching a child to say amen to a bracha, so that's a chinuch issue now. So you have a chinuch issue because if you're not going to say amen, it's going to confuse the child later on and he'll not learn to say amen to brachas. So that might be mutter because you're not doing it to say amen to his bracha, you're doing it to be mechanech to say amen. So that's a valid need. Or they suggest maybe you can say it, you know, not in a full way. You'd say the aleph and the mem. I mean, you know, so you don't, it sounds close enough the kid will hear it, but you didn't really say it. Okay. So if the person he gets aliyah, then he lands haftarah, he's saying a true bracha. So you definitely answer a main. Okay. Sift out. Kol mavor bracha shen tzricha. Harei zeh nus Hashem shemayim l'shov. Okay, this is the language of the Rambam. That a person says a bracha which is not, a bracha tzricha means a bracha which is levatola. That has no purpose. So it's Shem Shemayim Lashov, Hashem's name, Lashov, Reo Kanishm Lashov, Osir Lanos Acharav Amei. So the Rambam holds that it goes into Lusiso. There's the Machlokas, the Magen Rambam understands that that's a Deraisa Dikadin. According to the Rambam, it's an Issa Deraisa of Lusiso. The Chayolim learns in the Rambam that's only a Derabonon, it's an Asmachta, it's not a Deraisa. If a person says the shame of Hashem for no valid purpose, shame Shemayim for no purpose at all, that's an asay. If Hashem el kachotira, the more learns out that a person would be masker shame Shemayim of Atola, Shemer's name, but not in the proper context, is mevatel an asay. If you would have a true year from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't be comfortable just throwing his name around like that. But Tosfos actually learns that saying a bracha is better because then you're saying it as a form of praise to Hashem. So it's not a shem shemayim levatola. On the other hand, it's a bracha levatola. So that's an issur d'rabbanan. Tosfos says. Tosfos does not tie it to loisisa. The Rambam ties it to loisisa. And then the Abul Chayyim says it's the rice of d'rabbanan. Zot mishur bracha shen tzricha yud ches. So bracha tzricha means a bracha which is not necessary and therefore it's a bracha levatala. For example, a person makes brachas during the meal even though he said a moitzi. To a bracha shalot tzarech he klalitz has no need for it at all. Boid kasa poysen shafilu im ashav he lohaya bracha levatala. Even if this situation was not a bracha levatala, you can have a situation where the bracha is not needed. What's that? Table set, food is there, everything's ready to go. He plans to wash and eat. And he'll say, he'll cover all the food. He says, you know what? And then he takes something. Why not, chop a French fry before he goes to wash? Like, so he has to make a dom on the French fry, but that's a bracha shen tzricha. You can wait another 30 seconds and say just say a moitzi on your hamburger, and you won't have to take a bracha on the dom on the French fry. So that bracha on the French fry was not really necessary at all. So Gamza also, that's also to do. That ends up saying a bracha, which really there's no need for it. So that's, the idea of saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name in the bracha is supposed to be done by Yira. But with an awe, and so saying it just like, chop, plop, because I want a couple of more food, I can't control myself, I can't wait. So that's also the Gar Baruch Hashem Tzvichot. Now that's not a Baruch Levatolo, that's a Leshem Madrega. Kol Shekhen Hamavs have been Baruch Levatolo. The garbage they spout the bracha rishon legamri, bevada yosur. So a person made a bracha, and then he didn't eat right away. He spoke, or he didn't do the mitzvah right away. He spoke. So it comes out the first bracha was not valid. So that's a bracha of batala now. And he has to say a bracha a second time. So you're finally of a simim involved. Mishaburus of cotton yudal miyugimam b'simim zevliyin hashlamis may a bracha b'shabbos. Now, so a person has to say 100 brachas on Shabbos. Mr. Burr makes a calculation that on an average Shabbos, assuming that you bench on a kais, you see end up with a rapier goffin and an ala geffin at the end of each meal, the three meals, you'll have a total of 88 brachas on a regular Shabbos. He does the math, you say at nighttime, you say four brachas in Birkos Kriyashma, and then there's seven in Shemoneh Esrei, so that's 11. And then Kiddush and benching. So benching is four brachas. Kiddush, you say two brachas beforehand, so that's another six. Right? So you went four and seven is 11 plus another 6 is 17. If you break a bracha on a kais and you say an alagef at the end, that's 19. And then hamapel is 20. So by night time you do 20, and then you make a calculation by day how many you end up with. So assuming you're making a bracha on your talis katan and a talis gadol, you end up with 88 brachas. So you have to come up with another 12 brachas during the day. So he says, so why not just like chop an extra food here and there? Right, so that's fine, that's what you do. But if the person's ready to eat, he says, yeah, but I want to, like, instead of washing right away, why don't we just sit down and, like, chop a few brachas? This way we'll be able to chop more of my brachas. So at the first glance, something which over there, might be an idea. He says, no. So he says, over there, that's not acceptable. You can't do it for that purpose. So a person, it says, Hashem Shemayim, with brachas and tzricha, which means basically brachas and tzricha. Brachas and tzricha is a code word for bracha levatala for our purposes. So it's being noticed Hashem Shemayim Lashov, or Tzalomer. Avshu Mavorach Kaseder Nusach Abracha B'derech Adov Hashavach. He's saying it in the proper form. The words are proper. Everything is proper. But Kimish and Tzricha, because she gave him his Hashem Shemayim Lashov, Hashem Shemayim Lashov. So it's being noticed Hashem Shemayim Lashov. It's being take the Hashem Shemayim for no purpose. Lav Dafka Hashem. Shall Arba Osius, it's Lav Dafka, the shame of Arba Osius, which we pronounce with Lashon of Adnus. But this is true, Behud and Shari Shame is Kam Kemachal Isser Zeh. Any one of the shame names of Hashem is included in this Isser. Behud and Imoit Shame, Zeh Lashon Lazda Batalu, Tan Shlomo Derech Sheva Pohido, Kam Kem Isser. And the truth is, even a person says Hashem's name not in Lashon HaKodesh, but in any other language, you'll have the Isser of saying Shem Shemayim Levatol, the law of the Torah. The say of the Torah of Hashem Lekotir. Because you're not Hashem as Chesed. See them teach with Chaverchu Master Hashem. After Kodesh says the word of Loimer, Asali Kach Vakach, Shein Ezeh Hu Yishtuk Lishmer the Borecha. But the Garb Shiyetz Hashem Shemayim Levatol. Person says Hashem's name with intent to finish off a thought, and then you start speaking to him. So the person's going to pause and listen to you, might respond to you, and then you ended up, the Shem Shemayim wasn't said in the context of the pasuk. The Shem Shemayim was told, you caused him that. He's about to say that the Lord should curse somebody, so interrupt him. And you shouldn't say that. Remember this, or being mekalel with somebody. So a person says Hashem Shemayim Latol is like he's being nishv l'shav. Hu lashon Rambam. This is the language of the Rambam. Okay. Is that the Rambam? Is that the Mishabur? Mekar meimad the isa b'gemara. The Rambam source is the Gemara. Kol mavorach bracha shen tzricha over mishum lo isisa es shem Hashem. You shouldn't be carrying the Shem Hashem, which Chazal is saying Lashav, Lashaker, it's applying over here Lashav to Brachal Vatol as well. Kobacham Das Kamar Rishonim, the Ikir Yisr, whom you're born in Kiman, Shum Maskir, but there are Brachal, there are Shevach. No, that's what you're saying it as a praise. So it's not a Brachal, it's not a Shem Shemar of the Vatol. We cross Mata Baalma. The Pasig is just an Asmata Baalma. Abba Miskira. Okay. It's not a derisa that they would have this issue derisa. Cross not the Baalmahu. So really you're saying it as on a derisa level, you're saying praise to Hashem. So the Bershom is the most wonderful being in the world. He created such beautiful wine, Rapier Goffin. So that's a beautiful thought. Yeah, because also not to do it like this. Right? So wherever they said their bottom, it's not a derisa. Most we share along like that. But on the other hand, if he says Hashem's name for no valid purpose, not in the context of a bracha, that's taka. Kliyama yesh beisur Torah shuavra al mitzvah zasei that es Hashem lakachot tira. She has heard the mitzvah Hashem shemar tala kedisa b'tzmura daf dalit kizeu mechalayir shel hazir shmar galut ki mederach shemar v'hidah mashem lachuy v'abalad levatol. So part of the year of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not to throw his name around for no purpose. So if a person says Hashem's name, not in the language of a bracha, that's a deraisa. And it's a rasei, it's a bit to lasei. if he says it in the context of a bracha, it's actually mirais, it's mutter. Mirabanan, it's also. Except for according to the Rambam. According to the Magen Avraham. Fine. Because Magen Avraham, the Rambam, Ben Ashar Poskim, in his tabel, the Lays of Bracha, in Berach of Lai. So now what do we do? First, not sure if he said the Bracha. So we say like this. If it's a case of deraisa, benching, Berach of Zatara, so Chosim of Orech, he'll go back and say it. So what's that about? Sibis Rabbanan, fine. Hey Mamru. We said that don't say Shem Shemayim Vatala, Brach Levatala. But in the context of a case where you're Masubik, you have to do the Raisa, we'll let you do that. But you notice the Raisa. So what's the Pshat? Well, Tara says, since I'm at the Raisa level, second the Raisa Lechomra. So it's not Levatala. I need to do this. I need to say that, to bench. Again, because I might not have been here to say benching. Okay. Now, v'imur rabbanon lo yachso rivorech, but brachas v'shad rabbanon, don't go back misafik. Fine. Mashu become recorded the isur yesh v'dover lachso rivorech. Not only is that you're not mechuyev to go back, but it's also to go back. Okay. The affiliation lahatzik bracha. I have two arguments why we should say the bracha. I have sveik sveika the matz of the bracha. Going sofik ochel kazayas aloy. So he's not sure. He might have eaten a kazayas. He thinks lo loy ochel, but maybe he did not eat a kazayas. Shem alochel adal birya. I feel the bracha with kazayas mevorkin. I feel ochel sveika lahokav olavork. There's an opinion which says something less than a kazayas, but if it's a barrier, you make a bracha. So I have two arguments why I can make a bracha over here. A bracha achrona. You make a bracha achrona, and you eat a barrier. But even those who say sveika do mechayim a bracha.
Michael?
Yeah? What?
Upstairs.
No, we're in the toddler room.
Where are you?
Toddler room.
Gabbai room?
The toddler off of the lobby, the new
by the
lobby.
By the new lobby by the bathroom.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Okay. So even though you have a sveik sekulization, make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So it's interesting in Kasha because that they asked the Mishabura, because Mishabura in Hilchos Sirus Omer uses the sveik to allow you to say a bracha. Right, the famous, he says, wait, there's a machlokes mishnayim. Whether each mitzvah, each night of Sfira is its own separate mitzvah, and therefore even if a person missed one night, he could still count all the nights with a bracha, or it's one long mitzvah, and it's one long mitzvah, so, right, if it's one long mitzvah, so then if he missed one night, he can't make a bracha anymore, but if it's each one's a separate mitzvah, so he's fine. So let's say a person is not sure if he counted the previous night, so we say sveik sveika. Maybe he counted, and if he didn't count, maybe each night is one night doesn't affect the other one. So Mishabur passes, you can count the next night with a bracha, because sveik sveika. Here the Mishabur is saying that sveik sveika does not allow you to say a bracha. Right? So where the Velt answers the kasha is the following way, that over there, the real sveik sveika is not in the bracha, it's in the mitzvah. I was saying, sveik to argue that the person is chayiv in this mitzvah. First of all, maybe he counted last night, so he's a chayiv to count again tonight. Or maybe each night is separate, so if he didn't count last night, doesn't take away his chayiv to count tonight. So I was saying, sveik to say that he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Well, once he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, he makes a bracha in it. So sveik is not passing the chayiv bracha, it's really passing the chayiv mitzvah. And once we're saying, oh, he's sveik, he's chayiv in the mitzvah, so then he's chayiv to make a bracha. But over here, the sveik sveik is specifically on the key of bracha. That's what he's saying. So the isra of bracha levatola, Chazal put it in place in such a strong way that even if you have a sveik sveik, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha levatola. You learn with sveik sveik removes the isurim. Sveik sveik is matri isurim, so it's an isra. Good. So sveik sveik takes away the isra. The isra of this chumra bracha levatola is so strong that the sveik sveik will not be matri. So if a person says a bracha which is not appropriate, so you don't answer the layout of the tinnish and masker the shame directly mura the also is about masker was the lucky ein lanas amen achro then shame brocha. If we say when a child's being trained to say brochas and not in the context of the actual scenario where he'd be chayav to say the brocha, so sitting in class and pray and training, so he's allowed to do that, but you don't answer amen. So that's true over there. Koshkin zed also is the hoyt shem shemam the batola. Over here, it's for sure not a bracha. It was a shem shemam the batola. Okay. Okay. Take a little bit of luck over here. Okay, so he says a bracha, which is it's a machlokes. He's not to say a bracha, and I hold not like that. To serve a common lekul, and mekolmakim ein iser im ein alav. So there's we don't say a main on something which is an improper bracha, because I mean ma'am is something which is not amis, that itself is insulted. But a case where the person is being undertaking a certain shita, so from his vantage point, it's a valid bracha. So he says you're not mechuyev to answer a main, but it's not an iser to answer a main. It's a fascinating option. So, example: if I'm a sardi, I only make one bracha on tefillin, and I walk by and I hear an Ashkenazi saying "Almitzas tefillin" on his shalrosh. So, Mr. Burr is saying you'd be allowed to say amen, even though we're not mechuyev to, but you'd be allowed to. Fine.
What is this example? Bracha to Hashem Chayei Olamim.
So it's a funny example. I'll tell you why. The Yerushalmi holds at the end of Brei Nefashos, you end off. We Baruch Chayei Olamim. Yerushalmi has the gears of Bracha to Hashem Chayei Olamim.
Okay.
So now, stop for a second. So according to me, with the way Iker Pesach, the way we Paskin, the Gro actually passes Bracha to Hashem Chayei Olamim. Okay. He holds that that's how you're supposed to say it.
Either way, it's a bracha, though.
But the problem is, if I hold, you're not supposed to say it. So at the end of his bracha, he changed the nusach of bracha into something which it's like in the middle of bracha, he added extra words. He's mashanim mabeyus, so it wasn't about a bracha, right? So to some extent, so no, since he's allowed to, even if he holds that you're supposed to do. So from his angle, it has a shem bracha on it. So shem bracha, so I can answer him.
It gets very tricky in general with somebody who, is doing it, Valpen makes, leaves one word out or something, changes something a little bit, not intentionally.
So some cases, if it's a nusach, which would be ma'ak, it would be a problem. You shouldn't answer
the name. You have to think very quickly.
Yeah, that is true. Okay. So now we're going to start the next simon is ready. We move on to other types of brachas. Other than on food, so Simon Reish Tzayin is any berachas areich. Asul hanas mireich toiv achivorach kadam shireich. So the same way a person cannot eat before he, unless he makes a brachas, a person cannot take advantage of a nice smell and actively go and smell it. Sometimes you're passively smelling it. You're allowed to breathe. So you walk by a hedge which has flowers which are very very fragrant flowers. So that's not a problem. We're talking about a person who's actively going and doing an act of taking a whiff of it, putting his head to the flowers, bringing the flower to himself, and then taking the smell. So he's actively being miriach. So a person cannot do that unless he makes a bracha.
What if you need to check to make sure it has a smell?
We shall see. Well, Akrav ain't tzarich levar klum, but Chazal do not institute any type of bracha achrono, and. Brichas areich. Same way a person cannot eat or drink until he makes a bracha, so he cannot smell either. So this is a benefit which the body does not get out of it. It's a benefit which the person's spirit gets out of it. So you make a bracha, your mahalakas bracha, even on that's what the things which just the neshama is going to enjoy. You'll say the bracha as delineated soon. You have to make the bracha before you take the smell. Just like by chila and shar mitzvahs, that the bracha is said before you eat or before you do the action of the mitzvah, with the exception of alon tzedai or tefillas gever. Chazak chernim. The person forgot and took a smell, and now he finished smelling, he realizes, well, unless he wants to smell again, but he can't make a bracha now. Wow, this is such a beautiful smell, Hashem, thank you for such nice smells. He's thanking his bracha retroactively for what I would eat ready to bet from. So you make a bracha rishona on reyach abul achra, but no bracha chana. The tinta bracha chana rak lachila v'shtiya loy bereyach. Shenam bo etesi. It's not a significant amount of hanoah that therefore they would need to make a bracha on the receiving of it. You know, the after effect. Okay. The person had two brachas he needs to say. Acha shel tam, acha shel reyach. One was for food, for tasting, and one was for a smell. So not the chila hamin shel tam b'minoy mevarchalov. So you make a bracha on the bracha of the reyach first. Why? And you you take in your right hand, he says, and you make the bracha first. Why?
Not the reyach.
I'm sorry. Noitel tchilat hamin shel tam b'minoy mevarchalov. Thank you. Because that the body actually absorbs it. Then you make a bracha on the birchas areyach. I just remember because in the dafka areyach tiktu chachamim bracha v'lo akol. Even though a person enjoys a nice music or sound, chazal don't institute any type of bracha on that. Person takes a nice shower, so you take a kishmaka, washes himself, person does not absorb into the body, and therefore, chazal does not institute a bracha. Yeah, let's hold it here.